the president sending all these special envoys is a simple matter of telling the other side of the story. You know that I've always said, a coin is two sides. And unfortunately, here with us right now, we've had an unfortunate scenario where the Western media, the likes of Sky News and them, are busy peddling one side of the story and not telling the world the other side of the story. And unfortunately, these people that we're talking of, where the president is sending the envoys to, are only privileged to watch news from the other side of the of the coin. And hence, the president is seeing the need for him to therefore then dispatch people that will then tell the other side of the story. For example, I'll tell you one thing. We condemn and I will never condone the killings of anybody, and I will never support the rapings of our sisters. It is totally wrong, and I will never, ever allow and look and support torturing of human beings. Like a video that I saw, if that is true, where a soldier was making people crawl down on the ground, that is inhuman, and that person must be looked out for, and the law must take its fullest course on such individuals, because that's barbaric, that's inhuman, and we should never allow.
Mr. Chuma, there are indications that maybe the president may give a certain side without these other people giving some input into what is going on in Zimbabwe, and therefore they may mislead African leaders on what is happening in Zimbabwe. Is that not the case?
That's not the case, because the African leaders have already seen the other side, which has been put up by BBC, Sky, and all other media houses out there. They've seen the other side, but unfortunately, Sky News, BBC, and all other media houses did not show the pictures of that policeman that was killed here in Vilawa in Dumbani. They did not show the police stations that were petrol bombed and police cars that were burned and stuff. They did not show that. So those African leaders don't know that side of the story, where it actually started from. Where the moment government pressed that panic button, where did it begin? Why did they press the panic button? Why did they become so ruthless? All that story must be told as well, so that the people appreciate where it all began and where it ended. And like I said, both sides of the story should be condemned. We should not allow the killing of anybody. That policeman was a national duty, trying to go about his normal duty of protecting the same people that eventually killed him. And that should not be allowed. But at the same time, these policemen and soldiers that are killing people or brutalizing people should not also be allowed, because they are supposed to be protecting those very same people that they are now brutalizing. So, like I'm saying, all these stories must be put bare on the table for the world to judge.
And then there's this issue in which African leaders normally talk about sanctions as soon as these envoys get to their countries. Are they not going to be talking the same thing, since Mr. Kenyatta has already started talking about the sanctions?
Well, I am glad our African brothers are beginning to see the reality of sanctions. I saw the reality of sanctions one day when I wanted to go into Edgar's store to buy a pair of Levi jeans and a pair of Nike trainers. And when I got there, because I had seen them a week ago, but I didn't have enough money to buy them. When I finally found money to buy them, when I went back to Edgar's, I found them out of stock, all of them. And I asked the people, what happened to all that stock that was here, all the nice Levi's that were here? And I was simply so that, Levi and Nike are American products, and therefore they've been withdrawn, because we were told that in Zimbabwe we cannot sell any American product. And that's sanctions for you, real sanctions in real terms. So I am glad that our brothers in Africa and sisters in Africa are beginning to see that this thing is real. And unfortunately, the people that are intended to be suffering from those sanctions are not suffering at all. The president can still go to America in New York and address the UN. But the person that is really suffering is me and my fellow brothers and sisters here in Zimbabwe, down here. We are the ones who are feeling the brunt of this sanction. So they are not solving the problem at all.